You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeye for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, April 6th in the year 2021, and with the 8th spring practice being completed just a day ago, we know a lot more about this team, and we'll talk about that here on this show. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well, at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today, segment two, a little segment I've been teasing for a while, recruiting, 2 or 3 year project, or should Chris Holtmann go to the transfer portal to figure out and fix the big men issue at Ohio State? Segment three, a little update on a couple big men that Ohio State is trying to capture and have them commit to be a Buckeye in the future. We begin today's show talking about spring football practice and some updates and some observations after the 8th practice has been completed. Spring football, I love it. I'm a big fan. Not so much because I can take away things from spring practice and put them and say, oh, since Ohio State had the best spring practice, the best spring game, that Ohio State's going to win the national championship. I don't go that far. To me, that's ludicrous to go and take something that happens in March and April is going to hold any weight in November, December, and January. That's ludicrous. That's outrageous. That's dumb. That's not me. But one thing we can do is take away from this year, the spring practice, start to formulate and speculate who may start at quarterback, what kind of defense we may see, who is stepping up, those type of things you can possibly take away, but don't take it to the bank and cash it because it is still only spring practice. This April 6th, not September 6th, there's a lot of time in between those dates. Starting quarterback, you're wondering, I'm wondering it. Everyone around the country is wondering who is going to start at quarterback for the Ohio State University. Well, they've done a good job, Ohio State has, at splitting the reps per quarterback. Stroud, McCord, Miller, not in that order. Not that I'm saying that's how I think QB1, QB2, and QB3 will fall on the depth chart, but Ohio State has done a phenomenal job of splitting the reps. Now, I do have some numbers here as far as like completions and attempts from a red zone drill. There was a red zone drill that was completed on Monday. Stroud went 4 for 6 in the red zone drill. He threw a touchdown pass to Marvin Harrison Jr. That was on the left corner. Beautiful pass, beautiful catch. I mean, the smoothness that Harrison Jr. caught the ball. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. It's going to be fun to watch that young man play. Kyle McCord, 1 for 3 in the red zone drill. His was highlighted or capped off with a touchdown pass to Jeremy Ruckert on the right side of the end zone. Now, it was a toe tapper for Ruckert, and I was amazed at how the linebacker never was able to get any closeness to Ruckert, and how Ruckert, his footwork and separation was key. It was amazing the entire time. Now, that particular play, there were 3 linebackers there on the field. Don't ask me who it was. That part escapes me right now, but I do remember vividly there were 3 LBs on the field. It was 7-on-7, but there were still 3 LBs on the field for that play. One thing that has been highlighted and noted at Ohio State practice is, will there be a schematic change? There have been times there have been 3 LBs on the field. There have been times that you have seen a nickel set. Will that be something that we can see in the future? We here on the podcast will talk about that next week. I am going to pinpoint a couple days to go in depth what's better for Ohio State, a 4-2-5 or a 4-3 base defense going forward. I know what my opinion is, but it's going to take me a couple days to lay out exactly what I think the best route for Ohio State is. Starting quarterbacks, the guys that have gotten the first team reps at cornerback, Johnson, LeJohn Cavazos, I'm going to struggle with that name for a very long time until we get an announcer or somebody that I can properly utilize to gauge how to say that name. And then also Ryan Watts, splitting time. And then in the first team reps for safety. These are 2 high safety, not a single high safety. So it's 2 deep safety look. Proctor and then Ronnie Hickman. J- Josh Proctor, excuse me, and then Ronnie Hickman. There has been one guy that has been standing up, that has been emerging, there you go, that has been having, that may have an Haskell Garrett emerging of a year. Last year, Haskell Garrett from the previous year, from 19 to 20, he took a huge leap and jump in his play and production, and we saw it on the field. Teron Vincent, who I think is going to have a big year this year, we're also going to see Teron Vincent have an option or have the ability to take that emerging jump. And Ryan Day himself has says Teron Vincent, the jump that he has made so far, he is very, very pleased with it. Those are just a few highlighted things from spring practice. You will see videos on Twitter. You will see things on Instagram. You will see things on Facebook, things in articles, pictures, videos, all of those things. It's all fun. It's all exciting. Do I read a lot into what I read or what I watch? Not so much. It's still spring practice, and it's only practice, but it is a good barometer. It is a good way for you and for I to see what is going on inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. I do expect, not sure when, but I do expect for there to be another practice inside the Horseshoe prior to the spring game. We'll look at my calendar here very quickly. Wow, there's only one Saturday left between now and the spring game. So today being the 6th, about a week and a half out from the spring game being played, possibly this Saturday, possibly this Friday, possibly Sunday. I think it'll probably be on Saturday. We're going to see a practice. My explanation or estimation is going to be it's going to be in the shoe. Why? Because I personally believe that this is the proper time. One, get your boys acclimated to what it's like to play inside their stadium. You're not sure if it's going to be full or if it's going to be half full, 25% full. I don't call the shots. If you want to ask you what my personal opinion is, message me on Twitter, at jsteven07. I'll tell you there, not here right now. But no matter what it is, you want those players to get used to playing in such a large stadium, especially those youngsters, Emeka Egbuka, Marvin Harrison Jr., Pryor, Henderson, some guys on the offense that I think will possibly get some playing time in the fall. How much, I don't know. But I do think it will be something that we can look forward to and say, wow, that early on, getting acclimated early as possible, man, wait, an empty shoe versus a full stadium, two different scenes, but still playing in the massive size of that stadium, as much practice as you could get inside of there is beneficial to every person involved. Let's go ahead and step away very quickly. When we come back, we'll go right to the basketball. Talk about if a 2- or 3-year project, a recruit out of high school, is ideal for building a program or going to the transfer portal. But first, check this out. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the new Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time listening or watching the podcast, I want to say welcome back. Also, little announcement for the podcast, mentioned it just yesterday. Locked On Buckeyes has its own YouTube channel, YouTube page. Head to YouTube, search Locked On Buckeyes, find the page, hit subscribe. Daily videos, the videos that are coming in audio form, they'll be there on YouTube as well. So Locked On Buckeyes, audio form, any podcast listening app, check it out, subscribe or follow so you don't miss a beat. YouTube, WKYC YouTube channel has the videos. Locked On Buckeyes YouTube channel has the video. Subscribe to that page. And then also, WKYC.com. The video will be there as well. The show is expanding. The show is getting better. And we're doing a lot more to help the show reach more people on a daily basis, because Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday. There is a trend right now in collegiate sports. This is going to take a couple of days to get through this. There's a trend right now in collegiate sports to transfer. I know at one point there were 1,145 college basketball players in the transfer portal. Now, that is not just D1, that's all levels, but still, there is a lot of young men that are considering, or at least listening to, other options to see what is the best route for them to play college basketball. Some guys don't want to compete. Some guys truly believe going somewhere else, a better team possibly, is ideal for them. Ohio State already got Jamari Wheeler from Penn State, Happy Valley, a defender, a guy that's tough-nosed, a guy that's an all-league defensive team honoree that Chris Holtman believes that he can snag him, gather him, coach him up, and allow him to be a vital piece to the success of the Ohio State Buckeye basketball team next season. Wheeler's teammate, John Harrer, I believe it's Harrer. Forgive me if I messed it up. I'll get it right one day. But John Harrer, let's go with that for right now. He also entered the transfer portal, and he is someone that Chris Holtman has already been going after. Now, what route is the best route to go? Today we'll talk about the high school route. Tomorrow we'll talk about the transfer portal route to get the best of both worlds, to just kind of dive deep into which one is best. The high school route, what do you get if you recruit a high schooler? What do you get if you recruit someone that's, say, you start recruiting somebody 3 years ago, their freshman year, they commit to you, their junior year. Freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, you go hard. You go hard in the paint. You finally get that young man. So what do you get? He goes to, let's say, Columbus, Ohio. Stick it to Columbus, right? Let's not go anywhere else. He comes to Columbus, Ohio, practice, but you realize early on, he is a project. He is a guy, a Zedke-esque individual, that it's going to be a 2 or 3 year project before you really tap into the potential or the ability that this young man has on the basketball court. This goes to football as well, but for me right now, this is more of a basketball topic than a football topic. So you tap into his potential. You realize, man, it's growing pains. We're seeing it right now with Michi Johnson. Now, Michi Johnson did reclassify. Michi Johnson did join the team in December, played his first game about a month after joining the team, and the season had already started. So there were some things about Michi Johnson's situation that's not ideal. It's not normal for your regular true freshman basketball player. But however, it is a good sign to say, if what we see with Michi Johnson and what we see is Zedke, is that normal? Absolutely. Not every freshman is going to be a Jalen Suggs who can come into college basketball and dominate, be one of the, if not the best players on their team, on his team. I do think if you're going to go from Suggs to Kispert to Timmy, I do think it'll go that way in the draft order for those three guys. Suggs going first off the board for them, and then Kispert. And then from what I've seen, Timmy is a second-round pick. If he comes out, I don't believe it's the right decision. I believe that young man should stay in school, especially after what we witnessed in the national championship when Gonzaga lost to Baylor. A high school athlete used to be the route to go. You get a guy, you get him for 2-3 years. I mean, think about it. I believe Michael Jordan stayed at North Carolina for 3 years, and he was not Michael Jordan that we know now then, but people saw something special about Michael Jordan. He could have come out early. But no, Michael Jordan said, nope, I'm going to stay in school, be here under Dean Smith. I believe Roy Williams was there as well. I know he got coached by Bob Knight in the Olympics, some great college basketball coaches. And he was there getting coached, getting groomed, helping mature his game. So when it was time to properly go the route of the NBA, he was way more prepared than he would have been after year one, after year two, and year three. Hey, let's go. Let's go to the NBA and make the best of this opportunity. And if I'm Chris Holtman, there's a fine line between trying to go the recruiting route, the old school route, or the new school route. The old school route is still the current way to get recruits. You want to get guys like Malachi Branham and Kalen Edsler, who just won Division 4 all-first team honors. We'll talk about that here in the very next segment. So you want to get guys that are already going to be top in their state, top in their division, some top in their class. You're already going to get guys that maybe would miss their basketball in a particular state. Possibly Malachi Branham will win that award this year in Ohio. So you're going to get some guys that are already talented. And it's a time to embrace the process. Embrace the ability to see the growth from year one, the growth from year two, the growth from year three. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to have the Michi Johnson start or the Zed Key start that comes out of high school, but I do believe going from a high school athlete, it's better for long-term success, and it's better to manage your roster going that route. You've also seen a lot of success going that route as well. There's not going to be a lot of transfers that are like C.J. Walker that leave after a couple of years at their first school, Florida State, leave and transfer to Columbus, closer to home. A coach that I believe recruited C.J. Walker when C.J. Walker was in Indiana. And then what do you find? C.J. Walker sits out 1 year, and then you get two more years of C.J. Walker playing as the starting point guard at Ohio State. Very good state. He could stay at Ohio State one more year. Nobody lost a year of eligibility this year, but he has decided to professionalize, the word that Chris Holtman utilized during the season for C.J. Walker, professionalize himself, and prepare to be a professional basketball player. The high school route is not bad at all. At all. Mm-mm. It's not going to be every day you're going to find a guy that's good enough to go to the G League and have the opportunity to play to make almost upwards to $500,000. It's not every day you're going to have a guy that is going to be a one-and-done guy at Ohio State. That's not normal. That's not going to happen. But for long-term success and better roster management, going this route is a better way, and you find coaches that have the 2 or 3 year guys, they grow to love that team more because one, they're good, but two, they're enjoying the process. They're seeing exactly how these young men are playing, the progression from when they come to campus. Oh, you kind of skinny, you're not strong enough, let's get you in that weight room. And then from day one, day two, month 8, month 9, year and a half in, 2 years and 4 months in, you see the growth. You see the progression. You see them doing things that not even they thought they could do. Going that high school route, for a lot of people, it's the right place to go. Let's segue very quickly one more time. When we come back, we'll stick with basketball. Talk about some possible big men that Ohio State is going after. Will they get them? Will they snag them? We'll discuss. Neither has made their decision. But if they can get one or both, it will be very, very good for them. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and even the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets. And guys, it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. And it's all one word to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. The NFL draft is weeks away. It's time to start following our Locked On NFL Draft Duo. The Draft Dudes podcast reaches every prospect, so that you don't have to. And the Locked On NFL Draft podcast is your daily draft news and mock draft podcast. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. It's not every day those ad reads trick me up and make me stumble over my own words, but today just happens to be one of those days. As we wrap up today's show, guys, this is fun. We'll be continuing this all week long into next week and the week after. Daily show for you to stay up to date with what's going on with your Ohio State Buckeyes. At the end of the basketball season, very evident, very clear, not just myself, some of you, and many people in the media know what Ohio State needs right now. Yes, getting Jamari Wheeler, many people are a little hesitant and said, hold on, Holtman, we got more holes to fill than just this. One thing I will say is Holtman may have a plan. His plan may not go like he wants, or his plans may be going exactly how he thought it would be. We don't know. Also, side note, I did see something on Twitter about Chris Holtman possibly getting a call, not saying it was an interview, but a call from North Carolina to possibly fill their head coaching position. Now, they did already hire or announce that Hubert Davis will be the next head coach, but many people were a little uneasy and ready to say Chris Holtman needs to be gone or be on the hot seat, anything like that, and say, we got to get somebody else to be the head coach of this team. At the end of the basketball season, in the midst of all of the criticism, Indiana University reached out to Holtman. North Carolina, did they reach out? Did they not reach out? At least an initial phone call. That was a word. That was a rumor. I did see it was not taking an interview. And I don't believe an initial phone call would have been an interview. But I will say this. Many things people are critical of him for, maybe they're just a coach growing and learning. And two blue bloods are calling your coach to say, hey, leave Columbus to come to Bloomington or Chapel Hill. That's a big sign about the kind of coach Chris Holtman is. Chris Holtman knows he has a tough task in front of him. You are possibly going to lose EJ Liddell. I think Liddell stays, but it is a sign that he is going to be on his way out after this season. Also, really quickly, Kyle Young, still up in the air. Will he leave or will he stay? Some of you want him to leave. Some of you want him to stay. Myself, personally, I think he did so much for this team that him staying would be very, very good for them. But at the same time, you can get somebody else that has a better skill set than Kyle Young. That's all I will say about that topic. But Parker Fox is a young man that Parker Fox is a transfer, and Efton Reed is a high schooler at IMG Academy in Florida. These are two young men, big men, that Chris Holtman is currently targeting. Will it be that Chris Holtman is able to get Efton Reed, a five-star center, from IMG Academy, or will it be that Ohio State is not able to get Efton Reed? Efton Reed will be making his decision, I believe, on April 15th. That was something that his mom tweeted out a few days ago. He's a 6'11", 225-pound center. He is the number 23 overall player, and he's the number 3 center in the country. The coaching staff brought him in for an official visit on the weekend of October 5th, 2019, and it remained in heavy pursuit of him ever since. Not just Efton Reed, but also Parker Fox as well. Parker Fox is a Division II standout who entered the portal in March. He could be an option, a viable option for Ohio State. Now, not the height or the weight of Mr. Efton Reed, 6'8", 210-pound forward. He spent 4 years at the Division II level. He played 3 of them after redshirting as a freshman. He played at Northern State University, and he became an All-American, averaging 22.3 points a game, 9.9 rebounds a game, 3.5 blocks per game last season. Good numbers. Amazing numbers. There will be, if Mr. Parker Fox does decide to come from the Northern State to Columbus, I do believe there's going to be one of two things that happens. Both of them. Transition will be a little bit different, going from the D2 level to playing a more physical style of brand of basketball in the Big Ten. And I don't expect the numbers to be that hot early on. Now, you may surprise me. We may find out that Mr. Parker Fox is exactly what Holtman is looking for, exactly what this offense is looking for. A little inside-out game. Got some rookies. Wrong level of basketball, Jay. Got some freshmen coming in, and Branham and Etzler, Division 4 all-first-team honor that Mr. Etzler was. I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. Efton Reed's a guy that I think that would be perfect because I am the guy, I want to tell you right now, that likes the freshman coming in. Transfer portal brings up so many issues, so many complications. Like going to the recruiting route is great. You don't want to have so many transfers on your team. It creates a lot of problems. One, you got to... learning a new system quickly, different in basketball, easier in basketball than in football. But the brand of basketball is different. There's growing pains. There's chemistry that you need to form with your teammates. Mr. Parker Fox, some other schools that are looking at him. TCU, Vanderbilt, Dayton, Creighton, Florida State, Minnesota, and San Diego State as well. He's a highly sought after individual, highly sought after young man, and that is his top eight. Myself, I like the youngster. Not just because he's young, not just because I think he's good and he'll be a great person to put with this offense, but going to a guy that you can say you're going to get at least probably two years out of him, maybe three, if Efton Reed progresses in the way that you think he might, he could be a two-year player. I doubt he is a one-and-done individual. But if Ohio State gets him, that answers a big question that many of you have been asking, that many of you have been saying. There's a box that's checked, and it'll really, really help push the development of Zed Key. If he sees a young man behind him, or right next to him, that is progressing at a high clip, that is showing that, yes, I'm a youngster, I'm a newcomer on campus, but I'm going to be trying to be the best I can be. It's going to help Zed Key in his progression as well. Guys, thank you so much. This has been a fun show today. Make sure you can follow, you guys can always follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Come back tomorrow. We'll talk about the transfer portal, the transfer route, the thoughts and ideas surrounding that, if that's the ideal way for Chris Holman to build this team. And we'll keep talking football because football dominates the hearts of many Ohio State Buckeye fans.